What lies ahead for our planet? Find out on an extraordinary trip with the Wall Street Journal and National Geographic Expeditions. Book now at natgeoexpeditions.com/WSJ or call 888-205-5621.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Changes to U.S. immigration policies have made it harder for universities to attract international students. Well, now some business schools are trying to boost their international enrollment by offering programs focused on science, technology, engineering, and math, also known as STEM.
Applications overall to MBA programs over the last 5 years have been falling, but the most elite colleges, the Harvards, the Stanfords of the world, they mostly blame that on a drop in international applications because of global tensions, tensions with China, changes to immigration policy, for a variety of reasons. But that's been a big problem for these universities.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Patrick Thomas. He'll explain the appeal of MBAs with a STEM focus and the skills that employers want to see in graduates of those programs. That's next.
I'm Danny Fortson from the Sunday Times of London, and this is a podcast about Silicon Valley in 8 parts.
Can I tell you something interesting that I've noticed about San Francisco?
Yes, please.
That's a vortex.
I think she's a sociopathic liar.
Which CEO is more Jesus-like or going to run for president?
It's a ride through the past, present, and a look at the terrifying plans for our future.
Is it more or less powerful than bioterrorism or a nuclear weapon?
What are you waiting for? Subscribe to Tales of Silicon Valley right now on Apple Podcasts.
Business schools in the U.S. are adding programs in science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM. It's part of an effort to attract overseas students who eventually want to work here. And Wall Street Journal reporter Patrick Thomas is here to discuss. So, Patrick, to what degree have international student applications to U.S. universities declined?
Well, applications have fallen about 14% since last year. Applications overall to MBA programs over the last 5 years have been falling. But the most elite colleges, the Harvards, the Stanfords of the world, they mostly blame that on a drop in international applications because of global tensions, tensions with China, changes to immigration policy, for a variety of reasons. But that's been a big problem for these universities.
And international students are very important to the business schools.
International applicants made up about 40% of all applications to American business schools. It's a huge market for these schools. It's very important to them. And if you have a STEM designation, you are less likely to see a decline in applications from international students compared to those without a STEM designation.
Why are STEM-related programs so appealing to international students?
Well, the STEM degree gives international students the opportunity to have 2 extra years in the U.S. Normally, if an international student graduates from a U.S. school, they get a year in a federal program. They get to stay in the U.S. for a year. With a STEM degree, you get an extra 2 years, so at least 3 years, which makes it much more appealing to the student and to employers who hire them. There's been a number of employers who are less likely to hire an international student if they're only here for 1 year. But if they've got 3 years, they might be more likely to hire you.
And the companies are just as eager to hire international students with a STEM degree because of the tight labor market.
That's true. There's also been a push. Overall, employers want MBA grads to have more of those data skills, the quant skills, so to speak. So that also is beneficial for not just international students, but domestic students as well, to have that STEM title next to your name.
And for the business schools, it's important for their programs to be designated as STEM-related.
The Department of Homeland Security kind of handles the STEM designation. They outline certain fields that the schools have to abide by. They add programs in business analytics, management science are some of the fields that the Department of Homeland Security highlights. And they mainly handle it because it's more of an immigration issue than a Department of Education issue in some ways. It's pretty complex and gets in the weeds, but the Department of Homeland Security handles it, which I think a lot of people are surprised by.
So what kinds of skills are employers looking for in students who graduate from STEM programs?
Well, employers are increasingly looking for students that are able to look at big data sets and combine that skills to be able to sift through data and look at large Excel sheets of numbers and be able to boil it down with along with the leadership skills that you learn in a traditional MBA program. So employers are increasingly looking for those a combination of skills of being able to not necessarily be a data scientist, but being able to run a team of data scientists who run those Python, R, all these coding programs. Employers want people who know how that works and how to make a pivot table in Excel, how to
crunch data,
how to crunch data. Mm-hmm. That's a big thing for employers now in the world we live in, and that's what they're looking for in MBA programs. And if you're STEM designated, that shows employers that, hey, we're teaching our students how to do this.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Patrick Thomas with us. Patrick, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.